Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you're a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Today,
my God. My body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in this land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
And glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness, preserve you whole and entire, soul, spirit, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake, and watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
And glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. That awake, Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. We do have some prayer attentions that we would like to share with you this evening. First off, for all of our clergy and seminarians of the USOCC Catholic Church, and for the church that it may continue in its mission. For our country tomorrow that will be going through a change, that all may be united in peace and strength. For the poor and the oppressed, the unemployed, the destitute, for prisoners, for captives, and all who remember and care for them. We also had a prayer request tonight from Bishop Christina. She would like to just pray for Tristan, who has gone home into the loving arms of our God. She asked for continued prayers for his poor parents and brother, whose grief most of us can only guess at, but there are others of us who know it only too well. Since they'll need every ounce of strength they can receive to continue on with this hole in the center of the being, she asks that we please pray for them. And so may Tristan's soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, forever rest in peace. And do you have any intentions tonight?
I do. For all those who are traveling during the winter season, that they may have a safe journey. I also pray for all clergy of the entire church, the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I pray that we liken the prayer that Christ himself prayed, that we were all made to be one in him. I pray ecumenical peace and understanding. I also pray for all the suffering souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest while they're in their purge. I offer all these prayers to the Lord.
Thank you. Lord, accept the fervent prayers of your people in the multitude of your mercies. Look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For these and all prayers, the Church humbly prays.
Oh, God.
Lord God, send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May you help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
Good night, everyone. God bless, and thanks for joining us at night prayer with the United States Hope Catholic Church.